Welcome to the Elks of Dynasty Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara, and I just wanted to bring to your attention Safe League's waivers are starting. They are going to run June 8th. So I've been sort of going through all of my leagues and redoing them, and I sort of wanted to give you a little couple of thoughts that I had. Both in terms of some strategy, there's been some questions about some waiver strategy, as well as some individual tactical stuff to get about guys that may be out there you might want to think about and the like there. So some strategy, a lot of uncertainty. It's June. I'm releasing this podcast June 7th. Lots of uncertainty. 3 months before the draft, just think of all the injuries that happened last year. So you got a lot of that stuff to happen, right? So a lot of uncertainty. How should that impact your waiver spending? You should spend with a lot of caution, right? $1, $2, $3 here, those sorts of things, right? You want to do small bets, lots of small bets, and be fluid, right? Throughout the offseason, on the back end of your roster, hey, there's a tweak I can make here. Here's a dollar or two here, right? Small 1%, 2% type moves. Lots of those. In safe leagues, it's even in safe leagues, it's actually $1,000 max bid. Your budget is $1,000. So $1 is even less than that, right? So I am a lot of those types of bets, especially early on. What are you trying to accomplish, right, is one of the things there. For me, at this point, I'm trying to accomplish a couple of things. Go through and make sure any difference makers weren't cut. Guys like Gronkowski, Brady, some potential retirement guys that were sort of out there. Just make sure, right? I haven't seen any in my leagues, the safe leagues, the tight end premiums. I haven't seen any of them, but I have seen them in some start one leagues, right? So, or non-premium leagues that have been cut. So just sort of be attuned to that. And just, you know, I make a point of going through, if you're on MFL, I don't know about the other formats, but I play basically all my stuff on MFL. I go through, and that's where Safe Leagues is actually. I go through the fantasy depth chart. It's under reports and then NFL and then fantasy depth chart. I go through that and look at just the depth chart. Once you start doing it, it becomes sort of repetitive. You can just see sort of who's there. That's the tool that I use. I also go through add drops, or I might even sort by some of the free agent stuff with projected points is a good way to not just miss out on someone obvious that you weren't necessarily looking for. Just to check, you know, if someone's projected for 16 points, I don't even know what they're projecting at this point of the season. I think it's week one, but you do see there's projections there. People are double-digit projections. Like, why is this person have double-digit projections? Oh, look, it's Geno Smith. Oh, Geno Smith might start. Oh, okay. Like, there you go. Like, that's why, right? Those sorts of things, right? I run a couple of different ways through those just so I don't miss people. And you got to always be careful that you don't miss someone obvious at this time of year too, because there's a lot that could have happened in the offseason that now would seem like, oh, it's crazy that person ended up on the wire. But when it was January, it might not seem that odd. So just be attuned to that, those things in particular there. Some specific spots that I'm interested in. So again, I mentioned Geno Smith is one that, you know, I am open to the idea of. I think your combination of waiver budget at this point should be a level of certainty against small, and then potential impact, right? That's where I think you spend some money, is where you get guys that are actually some impact guys. So in Superflex, a starting quarterback is impactful. I think there's a decent chance that Geno Smith is a starting quarterback. And so I do think a chunk, you know, is it 5, 10, 15%, somewhere in there. Maybe a little of that's need-based, right? But I do think that's a spot to be aggressive. Other than that, not a ton really a quarterback that I'm seeing. You know, I've taken a couple of shots on Brissett just on the I think he probably should be rostered at this point. I do think there's a very real possibility that he starts games. Mayfield is just like, no, we're not, you know, that situation is beyond broke. And you just say, hey, listen, you know, if Watson suspended 6, 8, 10 games, all of a sudden you've got some spot starts out of Brissett. Is he a world beater? No. Should he be rostered in super flex safe leagues formats at this point? I think so. And again, we'll see what happens. He could be one of those guys. It's a quick cut. And listen, I'm not a huge roster, a ton of backup quarterback guys. There's real outs for him to start week one. So that would sort of be my thought right now for him, is to that he would be one to be on. So those are really the two guys there that I would think are out there, maybe a decent amount. Geno and Brissett. So those are the two guys really at quarterback that I would be giving a glance to. You know, a guy like Dalton as well, I've got him in a couple spots. I'm having a hard time justifying him, so we'll sort of see how that goes. But in terms of roster crunch and the like there, but just some thoughts there. Okay, at the running back position, I've seen a fair amount of, like, Damian Williams is available. He's an interesting guy as a stash. Again, these are low-budget things. P. Ryan was available in a couple of spots for me. Rex Burkhead available in a couple of spots. Again, I think a couple bucks, you know, is entirely appropriate there for him. You know, a couple percent is fine, right? I think that makes a good amount of sense. He's a live out to start week one. So again, is he a huge difference maker? Maybe not, but you have a potential starting running back on the waiver wire. I think you scoop him up, right? You scoop him up. So he's one there as well. Kenyon Drake was actually cut in the league. You got to be attuned to him, I guess, which is surprising, but yep, that's it. Mark Ingram's available. Tony Jones as well, taking shots on both of those guys. I don't think that the Giants situation is probably settled. They have Breida as the running back too right now. You look across like depth charts and stuff like that, that's kind of what the projection is. I don't believe that is what's going to happen come week one. There's probably someone else that's on the roster, but listen, maybe I'm wrong. And maybe it's not some cut candidate or, you know, some fourth running back on another team comes in as the running back two for the Giants. You know, if it's, you know, Keyshawn Vaughn or whoever, right? Whoever that could be, maybe that's not what happens. And it could be Breida. So I would be attuned to Breida. And listen, if you're doing this right and spending, you know, a couple dollars here, a couple dollars there on guys like Breida, and it doesn't work out, you can cut him and feel no obligation, right? That's kind of the deal with these guys. Benny Snell, another one. You know, I don't know, Anthony McFarlane, I guess, too, is interesting there. I don't know what the answer is going to be, and maybe we won't find out until Najee Harris is actually hurt and out extended time. But I kind of like Snell at this point a little bit better as the prototypical guy than Anthony McFarlane at this point. But I think shots there on Snell is something that I'm taking. You know, it's basically a buck, and he's one I think he gets like 50% of relatively quickly. Chris Carson's been available as well, so I think nothing major on him, because I think he's probably, you know, we're in trouble injury wise for him, but I do think you know, maybe there's a shot that he gets healthy, and you know, there's Penny and who knows what they're going to do with their running back situation. But I, you know, a percent or two that here and there for a guy like Carson, I think makes a lot of sense there. So taking a shot on him and just, you know, hoping he's healthy, and we'll see how that goes for him. And so those are really the guys there. And then, you know, not a ton at receiver. I would say, like, I've seen Sterling Shepard cut in a league. So he's maybe a guy to potentially look out for. You're not doing a ton of waiver ads on wide receivers, I'm guessing, at this point. Randall Cobb, maybe check in on, see where he's at. KJ Hamler would be one, too, just to maybe see he's out there. He's one. Jameson Crowder, if he's available, he could be one. I have not seen him out there yet, but he's on the spot where if you're maybe playing 24 or something like that, you don't have to roster kicker defense, something like that. He could be near the line in some leagues there. So those are the guys really that I think are probably on on kind of the line there for your waiver wire ads at receiver. Tight end, John Bates in some premium formats I've seen available. He's an interesting one. I don't think he's super difference maker, but he could potentially play if something happens to Logan Thomas. So he's one there. I saw Jonnu Smith actually cut. Again, I didn't not going hog wild on him, but you know, a few bucks here, a few bucks there on a guy like him, I think that's totally appropriate. Kylan Granson's a guy that's interesting. Jacob Harris is interesting for the Rams as well. Those guys a little bit deeper down the line. And I think that pretty much does it for, you know, my thoughts really on this. Those are really the places that I'm looking. Again, small bets outside of difference makers or premium guys that are out there, like a Geno Smith in particular, because I think there's a decent chance that Geno Smith's the week one starter. So, all right, that'll do it for this episode. I hope that was helpful. Again, reminder, waiver wires for Safe Leagues start. They run 1 o'clock on Wednesday. I missed it 1 year and was like fuming for a solid 2 months afterwards. So I don't want you to be in that spot. Again, AOD, what is it about? Me learning from my lessons and trying to clear them up for future generations. So that'll do it for this edition. And until next time, continue embracing the variance. We'll talk again very soon.